Now that we've clearly established that the agenda is not about tolerance, rather sex, let me share with you some of the conversations from the workshops entitled, What They Didn't Tell You About Queer Sex and Sexuality in Health Class, and Putting the Sex Back into Sexual Orientation, Classroom Strategies for Health and Sexuality Educators. A Department of Public Health employee asked the students what were some of the possibilities if they were to go on a homosexual date.
What's another date possibility? I know you guys have been on dates. There might be. That's right. It's a possible reality.
Yeah,
a number of different sexual encounters. There could be, you know, there could be some hair holding. There could be some intimacy. Just, you know, there could be full blown out on the couch, in the car. Sex, too. I mean, we're not ruling that out either.
Did you hear that? All-out sex is a real date possibility. I thought that high school students were encouraged not to have sex. Yet this Department of Public Health employee, in essence, says, you're going to have sex, and that's great. But the presenters of this workshop were concerned that the students might not know what to do if they were to have sex, or whether there could be gay sex at all. Can a gay person lose their virginity? Is oral sex sex? All of these were considered very important concerns, which your child needs to determine on his own. Please listen.
I was wondering, what did you think of the first time you were having sex? What, how did you know what to do?
Well, like, there's gay sex, there's no. Like, well, with the very sex, you kind of assume that vaginal intercourse is between you and your virginity, but there isn't really any boundary like that with gay sex, but it's up to a certain friend, so. If you don't want to lose your virginity, like, you kind of have to feel for, like, what that is.
Right.
Or, like,
what you're comfortable doing.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, so it probably be something different, like, my losing my virginity is something different.
Yeah. Like,
I have to talk to you really
good. I have a conversation with my girlfriend all the time. Nancy, my friend Nancy doesn't consider blowjobs sex. She's like, that's what they got is sex. And I'm like, excessively known as sex, the number of times I've had sex has dramatically decreased. Like from a valley to like over my mom to a valley baby goes down. But that's a reality, you're right. That's a real reality about, you know, what constitutes sex and what people's different definitions are from sex.
Yeah.
It's difficult. But what do you guys consider sex? What's that?
It's
awesome. Entering any orifice, finger to nose. So does everyone agree with that? It's like any orifice filled with any part is sex. No. Like that? That was my
The students cavalierly laughed at a public worker who just informed a group of children that he has received oral sex countless times. These students carelessly threw around their view of sexuality, as easily as did the Department of Public Health employee. And if sex is the filling of an orifice, can lesbians have sex?
I don't even know what I'm supposed to do. What is sexuality?
Right.
You know, is it penetration? Is it not? Is it only orifice? What is it?
Doesn't it also have to be
alone? Yeah. Is there such thing as a computer dildo, a kid's ball dildo? How do I know that?
If I'm a guy, if I'm not fucking, is that real sex?
Yeah. And sometimes it's fun to experiment, fun to sit down.
Did you hear that Department of Public Health employee? Is effing sex? Who gives this public employee the right to ask your child if effing is sex? Do lesbians use a dildo? Can a dildo be too big? Can a dildo be too small? All of these are considered very important questions for your teenager.